Welcome to Limitless, the Blind Beginnings podcast where we discuss tips, tricks, and current topics related to all things in the blind and partially sighted community. Now, it is my pleasure to introduce the founder of Blind Beginnings and your host, Sean Marcellet, and whatever co-host is on this week. Now, here's your host, Sean.
Happy Thanksgiving and welcome back to Limitless, the Blind Beginnings podcast. I'm your host, Sean Marcellet, and we have an exciting episode today. We're going to be talking about siblings, and we have quite a few guests today. So we have Jill with her twin sister, Jordan. Hey. Welcome, guys. We have John with his younger brother, JJ. Hey guys.
You say hi. Okay, hi.
Yes. You can say hi. And then we have Colby with her older sister, Kaylin.
Hi. Welcome. Hello.
Thank you guys for all being here. I think this is really cool to have so many siblings here. And we've sort of got everything from, you know, the visually impaired sibling is the youngest, the oldest, and the twin. So it'll be interesting to sort of hear the differences in how those experiences were for you guys. And we wanted to release this episode on Thanksgiving because I know Jill's home for Thanksgiving with her family, and all of you guys are with your families right now. So kind of fitting, family, siblings, Thanksgiving. So why don't we, I'd love for you guys to introduce yourselves a little bit more. So
I guess I'll start since I'm the oldest.
Thanks, John.
So I'm John, and
hi, I'm JJ.
And so we're from Vancouver. Well, I moved here with my parents from the Philippines when I was 3, and JJ was born here.
How much older are you than JJ?
We're 3 years apart.
Hey, I'm Colby, and
hi, I'm Kaylin.
And we are from, we grew up in Rossland in the Kootenays. Kaylin is 4 years older than me.
So I'm Jill. Hey, I'm Jordan. We're the twins of the group. I am actually 1 minute older than her.
Let me forget it either.
I really don't. and we grew up in Dawson Creek, which is northeastern BC. Most people don't know where that is, but that's okay. And I live in Burnaby now, but she's still in Dawson.
Awesome. Awesome, Dawson. So I know you all have other siblings as well, and maybe this is a loaded question, but would you say you picked your favorite sibling to be with you today on this podcast?
You better have. I'm a little biased. She's my twin, so.
I picked definitely. The one that's closest to me.
Yeah, Kaylin and I are definitely like really close. Age range as well as like good friends.
Closest in age for all of you, especially Jill and Jordan.
Literally, yeah.
That 1 minute.
Right. Very important.
So can you describe your relationship with your sibling?
You want to talk? You can talk.
Or how would you, yeah, it could be either of you. How would you describe your relationship with your sibling? Yeah, let's hear from JJ.
So let's see here. So growing up with John being visually impaired, I think we only found out when he was sometime in elementary school, and I guess he was just sitting like too close to the TV for my parents' comfort, and so they asked the question, and then we got the answers from the doctors. And so growing up being John's sibling in that sense, when I was much younger, I was much more protective, I guess. I remember biting a kid because he was making fun of John. And so I had like this pseudo, I also had like, yeah, the pseudo like seeing eye dog relationship with him, I guess. Which was kind of nice because it went back and forth, because I would be brought to parties, partly so my parents probably didn't have to deal with my crap when I was younger. And in turn, I would help John, like, guide him around and stuff. So,
Okay.
He was the most well-known sibling of my elementary school class since he went to everyone's birthday parties.
So I'm just curious, like, did you like having to do that? Or did you feel that was a privilege, or did you feel that was a pain?
I mean, when I was younger, I just felt like it's okay. This is what it is. Like,
right.
It didn't seem like it was a, like, any particular burden, I guess.
Plus, we played a lot of our sports together. We signed up for, we had our swim classes and our Taekwondo classes.
Yeah, together. We definitely, and it's something that our parents, like, really kind of instilled in us, was, like, as siblings, even just with, between me and John, and as well as with our younger siblings, just to always help each other out, or, like, try and work together. So, like, that sense of cooperativeness has always kind of been there. So, I guess it never really felt like a...
And even if it goes, that co-op part even goes when we play our video games, because... I would be the guy running. I would follow JJ around the map, but then when certain things came up, I'd be the one standing in front, just distract them, shoot them, and JJ would stand in the back with the bigger weapon, actually doing serious damage to target.
Yeah, we learned how to work together a lot through video games, in particular.
Huh, that's cool. So, John, how did you feel having to bring your little brother along as your guide everywhere?
Well, in elementary school, I didn't really understand it anyway. Like we might have known it, but it wasn't that clear to me. So it was fine. It was just like, it's this guy's birthday. We're going. Okay, let's go.
That's cool.
Like I had nothing to do back then either. So
yeah, he was that. It wasn't anything else we were going on. So
right. Let's Colby. Let's hear about you and Kaylin.
Do you wanna? Sure. I felt like when we were younger, we weren't as close, but growing up, we've gotten really close. We're like 4 or 5 years age difference, so like socially we had very different friend groups and we never really went out together, but around our home we were always really close.
We're definitely closer now, and we will hang out with each other and do different activities. Kaylin came to me a couple of times during my high school grad stuff. And at that point, I'd rather her come than like my EA for my class, which was nice. But at the same time, it kind of felt weird having my sister there with me.
Well, we weren't really used to doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I guess. When I was quite young, up until I was about 12 or 13, I could still see quite a bit, just not like a lot of detail. But when I was around 13, I lost the main portion of my vision, I would say. And that's when I did need like more support and I guess help a bit, getting used to my new environment and not being able to see things that I used to be able to see. So at first, it was kind of awkward to me to have people around me more often than I was used to.
I have more questions, but we'll come back to you because I want to hear about Jordan and Jill. What's your relationship been like?
Well, I guess being twins, I think you're always naturally very close, but especially Jill and I have always been very close. We were always together, and we basically still always are when she's home. I don't know. Her being visually impaired, she, like, when we were younger, like, it didn't really even occur to me because she could see out of one eye and it just was there. It was nothing that was ever.
Like, it was like, better vision than it is now.
Yeah, but it was never something that was just, like, that hindered our relationship. It was always just, it was there. It was a thing. But when you lost your sight when you were 14, I don't think our relationship, I think, if anything, it got stronger. Mm-hmm. We've always been very close, but I think when you lost your sight when we got older, we got closer, if that was possible. Yeah, we've always been very close. We've always been in similar friend groups. We've always hung out with the same people.
We did soccer and dance together. Like
we've gone to parties together. Yeah.
Like we pretty much just did everything. Like, this doesn't sound kind of cheesy, but like what friends would do together. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, well, it's like she said, we had the similar friend groups. We did all the sports and parties and whatever else. But like, me seeing before quite well and then losing my vision later on never really seemed to like impact our relationship. And like Colby was saying before, with her and her sister, after losing her sight, she did need a bit more support, which I did as well. But that never seemed, as far as I know, to be a really big issue for Jordan or like our relationship. So,
yeah. And I think we've always been close. And I think as we get older, we just get closer. Sorry, there's a moth in here. Disgusting. Okay. But sorry. Sorry, it's going around. But I don't think, yeah, I think as we get older, if anything, we've become closer, if that was possible. We've always been close. We've always been the same people, the same friend groups. She was just always there.
So for Kaylin and Jordan, when your sisters lost all of their vision, and sort of that like need for help was there, how was that? Like, how did you feel?
I don't think I ever felt obligated that I had to help her. I think if anything, maybe I got a little more maybe protective, if anything. But I never felt obligated to have to drag Jill around with me or anything like that. It was just at that time she needed a bit more help than she had maybe before, but it was nothing that was a burden. Like, it was never anything, I don't know how to word it.
Yeah, like it was nothing really, it maybe didn't feel anything extra to you.
Yeah, I didn't really feel any different.
Again, same class or same grade, same everything. Like, we drove to and from school together. Okay, well, she drove and I was just the shotgun seat was my seat, basically. But it wasn't like any extra thing for her to have to drive me, because we were literally going to the exact same place, for example, right?
But I think when you like initially lost your sight and all the surgeries and stuff, I think I maybe had felt a little bit more protective and I wanted to be there through everything with you with the surgeries. And I mean, I got to go to Edmonton and go shopping.
Yeah, you got a bonus shopping trip out of that.
I got some perks out of it too, but but if anything, I think obviously, like I said, it made us closer, but I potentially may have got a little more protective and like I said, you might have needed a little extra help, but it was just a thing. We went through it together and
we were there for each other. Like, and it's almost like it made it easier. Well, it's gonna sound kind of funny, but it made it a bit easier that she was learning alongside with me. Because, like, I was learning to use a cane, but we also both had to learn how to, the whole guiding thing worked. I was learning how to use technology, and she found it annoying but understood, like, stuff like that. So we ended up, like, it seemed like we were kind of learning it together, and things were changing, but we were kind of in it together, so.
And I think that's where it built our relationship even more, and we became closer, because we went, even though she was physically going through it and it was personally her, it also affected me as well as everybody else in the family, but her going through it and me being there with her and, like she said, learning alongside her, it made it, I think, easier on everybody to go through that experience, but it also made us closer.
What about you, Kaylin?
Yeah, I agree with about being more protective. And I think when there was a bunch of other stuff going on as well, and she was in the hospital, I think it more like put things in perspective for me as well, because I didn't actually fully understand or maybe realize what she was going through. And I never felt obligated after to help her. I felt like it just like came naturally to me. Maybe Colby will say different, but it's just like, I always like you, like she's my sister. Like, you're going to try and like do your best. It's not always the best when I'm helping her around and stuff, but I may have gotten her lost the other day, but I think just like, I don't know, as a sibling, it's just more natural to want to help.
Yeah. So JJ, when did you realize that John was visually impaired? Because I feel like Jill and Colby's was pretty dramatically obvious. And maybe their siblings didn't even really realize until they lost, you know, the majority of their vision. But for you, like growing up, when did it hit you that he actually really can't see very well?
I guess because like I was super young and like my consciousness wasn't really like there, I didn't like fully realize it probably until like maybe later elementary school, I think. And then, you know, you'd always have the question. So like a lot of my friends and people that we'd meet in common are like, so is he blind or... And I'd have to answer, no, he can still see a little bit. And he's like, okay, so how much can he see? And then I'd have to do like this weird, like, okay, stand over there. And then roughly from what I understand, this is how much he can see. Anything beyond this, like, you know, he can't make it out in detail. And so I think once that started happening, when other people are kind of like, wait, so what can he see? And that's where I was like, oh yeah, okay, it's a lot different.
It also didn't help that I didn't use a cane until like high school. And even in high school, I only used it if it was dark, which is when I needed it. Besides that, I don't even look like a blind person walking around back then.
Right. Whatever that looks like, but yeah.
Even at our summer camp, some of the volunteers asked me if I was another volunteer because I'm walking normally. I don't have a cane. I was like, oh no, I'm a camper.
Right. Did any of you siblings feel jealous? Ironically, maybe, you know, your sibling has a visual impairment, but maybe they got more attention, or maybe they didn't have to do the same chores, or maybe they got away with stuff. Like, was that ever a thing for any of you?
Get away with anything, John? I feel like it's naturally because he was the oldest anyways. It's kind of like, oh, okay, well, you know, I'm just the middle child, right? Whatever. So I never really felt jealous of like the attention that he got for being blind. It was more like, yeah, okay, I guess he's the older one. So
how about everyone knowing who you were because we went to the same school and he's only a couple years behind.
So. I mean, yeah, the notoriety was kind of cool, I guess.
John's brother.
Literally, honestly, yeah, literally that. Like, aren't you John T's brother?
It doesn't help his name is Jonathan.
Yeah, I went to high school, and my grade 8 teachers on my first day would read out my name, Jonathan T, and then they'd look at me funny and like, don't you have a brother named John? And I'm just like, yes, it's a long story.
What about Jordan or Kaylin? Any jealousy?
I don't think there was necessarily any jealousy. I do, like, especially when Jill initially lost her full vision when we were 14, I think the necessary attention was with Jill and what she was going through, which is totally fair. And I mean, mm-hmm. we were all there and through it with her, but I think at that time, yes, she got more attention, but it was never a jealousy issue. We were always there with her. So it was never, there was no jealousy. It was just the necessary thing at the time.
Okay.
As for like chores and stuff, there is, at least from my perspective, there was more that my parents, or I guess our parents, had gotten her to do compared to me, even though we were literally the same age. Mm-hmm. And I think that was just because it was a learning curve for all of us, so they weren't quite sure how much I would be able to help out with, at least right away kind of thing.
And I agree. Like before you lost your vision, it was similar, but after the initial surgeries and everything like that, it was not necessarily more on my plate, but I think I did more kind of in general around. Mm-hmm. But that never bothered me. I never even really noticed. It was just a thing.
It's like, oh, I'm just helping out kind of thing.
But I've always been like that. I think it's just, it was never, nothing I've ever had to do regarding your vision or visual impairment. It was never like a hinder or like Jill's blind, I have to do more because she can't see. It was just a thing. It just happened.
Yeah, like the chore, for example, like I suck at sweeping the floor. She can sweep the floor better than I can. So like those kind of things, they would get her to do over me. But then like I always unload the dishwasher, blah, blah, blah. Like we had our own chores, but I don't really think that was specifically like blind related or not. It was just more, okay, there's six of you. You each have some chores, do it kind of thing. So.
And it's not like you were ever hesitant to do anything around the house. If like whatever I could do, you can do as well or better. So it was never, I don't think it was ever necessarily the visually impairment thing. I think you're right. I think we had so many people and it just, you do this, you do this, and we're gonna go with it and see what happens. And
exactly.
But anything that, like, nothing stopped you. Like you were very independent. Anything, like you were willing to try anything.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Kaylin?
I don't know if jealousy is the right word, but I know, like, Colby has always gotten, like, a little more attention almost, or, like, more of my parents' time, which I understand now, but when I was younger was harder, and I don't know, it was, like, the whole, like, middle child syndrome as well, but And as far as like chores and stuff, we literally still have this problem because I recently moved home and my parents let Colby get away with a lot of stuff.
I think it's
and,
because I'm
and a I just want
baby.
To like exactly and I just want to hold her like I know she's very capable of doing it all. So lately I've just been like forcing her to do it. And it which is very different from how my parents treat her.
Yes.
Interesting. So Colby, which do you prefer? Do you like being let off the hook or do you like being pushed?
I don't know. Because I know it's better if I do it for myself. But at the same time, of course I love not having to do things. So
I have to say I realized when you guys were talking that when it comes to chores in our house, it's whoever is there at the time, my dad will say, do the dishes. It doesn't really matter who it is.
Yeah, that was pretty much us, too.
Yeah.
The only key difference in that is if my dad needs something very specific and technical done, then he calls neither of us. He calls the other one.
Oh, and Sean, okay, speaking of distribution of, like, chores, so John's never going to drive, yeah?
Right. We hope not, because that might be scary.
Yeah, I am the de facto, like, family courier, so
especially since the other brother and the sister don't want licenses.
None of the kids. I'm the only child in my family that drives. So,
we have four other siblings, Jesus, that drive, but I was the one who got to do the fun stuff because I just drug Joe with me.
Yeah, so. I pretty much just tagged along to whatever she was doing or whatever our parents asked her to do. Mm-hmm. I just tagged along because I was like getting out and going and hanging out and stuff. And we usually got ice cream or coffee or something. So,
right.
It was more fun than.
I agree with the driving.
Handicap parking.
Yeah.
We used to.
I know. And somebody broke my thing.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
I moved. Yeah, and then you moved and you left me.
I left you in the dust.
Okay. This is I don't know. This might be a hard one, but what about guilt? Do you feel guilty that your sibling is blind and you're not?
I don't know how to word this. Not guilty, but I almost feel like I wish she could at least see what she used to see in the that's because that's how we knew that's what we grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
If like, I mean, obviously if I could help her and change that in any way, obviously would definitely go for it. I don't know if it's guilt is more as wanting to help and make it better.
Right.
That's always how I was. But if I could even somehow give it her at least sight in one eye like she had before, then I would do anything I could to do that.
You'd give her one of your eyes if you could.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you ever wonder what it would be like if you were blind and not me?
Yeah. Of course I did. I think everybody does.
Yeah.
The way I asked the question is kind of funny because I meant, do you feel guilty that you're the one that's sighted, not that you're not blind?
I didn't poke that. I know what you meant. I didn't poke that.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, I think I feel guilty that I can see perfectly fine with no problems and she never could and then she lost what she had.
Yeah.
So definitely.
What about you, Kaylin?
Yeah, I think I've definitely felt guilty and just kind of like questioned, like wondered why it happened to her and not me or my other sister. Just not really thinking it's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, especially because Jill and I were the same amount of premature. I walked away with a minor heart surgery and life's good, whereas she was blind and then it affected her again later in life and I've never had issues since.
To put that in perspective too, because so we were born 3 months premature, but she, well, I was the smaller of the two, so I was 1 pound 10 ounces, she was 2.6. So that sounds like, it doesn't sound like much of a difference, but in the preemie situation it really is a big difference. And I guess because I was the smaller, that just caused me to have a bit more issues, unfortunately. But both of us are pretty lucky to be where we're at and have very all in all very minor complications from that. So
yeah. What about you, JJ? Any guilt for being sighted?
No, partly because I personally believe that just things kind of have a balance to them, right? And so If we take a look at John, aside from his sight, he is like probably a perfect specimen of like human physiology.
Wow. Then,
as you go down the sibling ladder, like I probably have one of the worst immune systems in the house. I have had so many other different complications.
So many.
And John has been there for some of them. Like we had braces. He had them for like what, like a year. I had them for 5. And then I could go through a laundry list of like other like
allergies that they all,
yeah,
all of them have allergies. I don't.
We all have asthma. We all have,
I don't.
Like, yeah, like all these different things.
Where they all actually, although we all ended up wearing glasses at one point or another.
Yeah. So never necessarily like, yeah, I've never necessarily felt guilty. Have I felt like, you know, probably like sympathy and grief and yeah, because it sucks that he can't see what I see. Or what, and it sucks that like my biggest thing, whenever that, where I felt really bad was whenever I'd see him with like with a huge, huge textbook or something, or like everything that's blown up print,
mm-hmm.
where it's like,
that stuff was cool.
It's painful. Yeah, it's like, it's hard to read so much because it's just like, one, it just feels physically larger. So it's like getting through your homework is just,
it feels daunting.
It feels terrible, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I can detest to that one.
Yeah, and like I can feel bad for like the other struggles that come with that, but I've never felt personally guilty. It kind of just like, yeah, it sucks. It's like everything has its balance, I guess. But again, he is, aside from that, the a very close, perfect specimen of the human
physique. Wow. Yeah. I know, it's funny, I can relate because my sister had braces, I did not. My sister has allergies, I do not. My sister had eczema, I don't.
Magic.
I do have that too.
And it's,
we're so similar, we had everything.
What kind of magic is this?
Yeah, we both had braces, what else we had? That's pretty much it.
But well, you had more surgeries, but hey.
But you also had surgery, and like, that's so fair. Yeah,
sorry, but yeah, I've often felt like I got the better deal, like being visually impaired or blind, whatever. It's like I can deal with that. I'd rather have that than not be able to eat certain foods and break out. Or
yeah.
I mean, braces are temporary. That I probably could have dealt with that, but
be lucky you didn't have them. They're awful.
What about worry? Do you worry about your sibling because of their blindness?
I think I do, especially now that Jill's in Vancouver by herself, and that's just a.
You sound like mom.
I know, but it, like, I mean, we talk all the time, but it's still like, I think just growing up and having that more protective kind of side with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think now, like, you being so far away in a bigger city and having bigger guts than me, than moving somewhere crazy. I think it's. Yeah, I think I worry about you very often. Just being alone there. Not that you're always alone, but you do, like, you're independent. You get on the train by yourself. I got on the SkyTrain by myself, and I flung my suitcase halfway down the train, and I got on the wrong one, and then I got on another wrong one, and so I don't know how the hell you do it, man.
You did not have a very good SkyTrain experience?
Yeah, don't send me by myself, guys.
Sorry.
But that's yes, funny. I think I definitely worry about you, but I also give you huge credit for doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Kaylin, do you worry about Colby?
Yeah, whenever she goes out, I worry. I don't know why I always worry that she's going to get lost or something. And like not being, because it has happened.
Right.
But then, and just like thinking of her moving away and living on her own. Like, I don't like thinking about that.
What about you, JJ? What about your perfect specimen brother? Do you worry about him?
Not at all. I mean, before, kind of, but like, I think when I was in elementary school, and then when John went to high school, and you know, like, it's like, he seemed fine, and then when he moved out for a bit, oh, he seems fine. You see, like, he can do this. Like, he can live life, and that's great. And so, I don't worry about him being able to handle himself, because like, he definitely can. Mm-hmm. I just worry about people being really.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about birth order because I'm the oldest and my younger sister is sighted. And I kind of feel like maybe that was harder because she did feel responsible to guide me and, you know, help me, but she was younger and it's kind of not the natural way of things maybe. And I was just curious, I mean, it seems like you guys all have like an amazing, healthy relationship and love each other and it's all great. But yeah, I'm just curious. Well, I guess, JJ, you're younger and you totally have been put in that role, but it doesn't seem like that's been an issue for you.
Yeah, like not really. I mean, I feel that's kind of just because I am in the middle. Like I've also had to kind of play that older brother role for my younger siblings as well. It's kind of just like, oh well, I'm an older sibling, but I'm in the middle, so I have all the responsibilities of being the older one, but I get none of the privilege of being the younger one.
And also, it's not like I didn't show them stuff either. Like I showed JJ the bus route. I'd go and pick up the younger ones from elementary school if my parents couldn't, and that was actually the funnier part when the first time I'd do that. I was like, I'd walk into the playground area, and then I would just yell into the big courtyard and hope that Justin and Jamie would see me and they would come. Otherwise, I'd just stand there for a while because they're all wearing the same uniform, and they're all far away. I'm just like, all right, they'll see me eventually, or one of their friends will.
Yeah, yes.
From that, like, John's very capable. It's just my role is to just always be aware, I guess.
Mm. What about your parents' expectations? Like, as the siblings, did you feel, as the sighted siblings, did you feel there was an expectation from your parents that you would take on this role of helping, giving rides, all that kind of stuff, guiding?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I don't think I've ever taken it as a negative thing. Like, it's never been like a negative pressure or like an overbearing kind of expectation where it's like, oh, you must or else. It's kind of, again, it's just kind of one of those natural things where, okay, well, this is what it is. You know, we wish it weren't, but it's kind of what it is. And so this is how we deal with it, right?
Mm-hmm. What about you, Kaylin?
Yeah, I think it's more like it just happened naturally, and like our like me and my parents, we just know that like we all have to help out with that kind of stuff, like driving around and
mm-hmm.
just helping her out. So like we all just have that expectation on us.
And Jordan?
I don't think there was ever any expectation that I would do that. I think like Kaylin said, it just kind of came naturally, and Jill and I were always together anyways, and I think half the time I just made her come with me, so there was never any expectation. Everybody pitched in and did the same thing, but it was just we were always together, so she always just was with me.
And that's just because like school and friend groups and sports or whatever, like we're always pretty much always doing the exact same thing until it came to like when we were like, I guess 14-15, we got our first jobs. That was like pretty much where I guess the beginning of where we branched out a bit on our own, because we had different jobs.
And like high school and stuff. Yeah, middle school. Like yeah. We wouldn't have the exact same friend groups.
Yeah.
It was never an expectation that, oh, I had to bring Jill with me or
like, we had to be in the like same that. Classes yeah. because I needed more of her help. Like it was just, we were just always together. So,
yeah. So at Blind Beginnings, we think that siblings are really important and like, include them in our family programs and stuff like that. For you guys, you siblings, were you ever a part of any program? Unfortunately, you were not really a part of Blind Beginnings programs because of where you lived or whatever, your ages, but did you ever participate in a blindness related program with your sibling? And if so, what was that like?
I did, especially like, obviously, after Jill lost her sight, learning how to use like the cane and like simple things like pouring a glass of juice or making a sandwich. I remember going to the high school, and we have another friend group that has twin sisters, and their older sister is blind. So me and the other twins went to this course where our high school is basically a big square. So we got blindfolded, and we had to use the white cane and make our way around the school. So we had to like read Braille, and we had to like, I think we had to figure out our name in Braille or something, and like learn how to pour glass, just like some of the basic life skills, mm-hmm. which I think was really cool. It was super fun to kind of step in Jill's shoes and see what it was like, as well as I got to go to goal ball with you at one point. Mm-hmm. And I might have got hit in the stomach a few times, yeah. but it's fine. What else did we do?
And we did, I mean, this isn't really like a scheduled thing, but I took her to the dog table Vancouver last summer. And it was super fun for me to have her be in that situation, because it's literally an everyday situation. And she likes to tease me when we eat like as a family.
It's not just me.
It's true. It's not just you. It's the entire family. But like, if I didn't, like, I tried to stab something with my fork and missed, or
the empty fork.
Right? Yeah. So yeah. And like other things like that. Like,
and, like, you also made me a birthday card once entirely out of Braille.
Yeah.
And all I got was the alphabet, and I had to figure it out for myself.
That was
so fun. That's cool.
It took a while, but then I started to figure out how Jill types the way she talks. Yeah. So. True. You know, Jill, you could figure it out eventually.
So, like, there's a couple of, like, I guess, scheduled events sort of things she was nice enough to participate in. But most of it was just, like, here, try this. Or, like, let's go do this so you can, like, learn my experience, you know what I mean?
But so. I always thought it was so cool, and I thought it was so fun to do that stuff. And, like, your vision aid, when I was in nursing school.
Vision instructor.
So. Whatever. when I was in nursing school, we were learning about just the eyes in general, and they were talking about like glaucoma stuff with older patients and stuff like that. And he had a bunch of vision goggles that were blacked out in certain ways or whatever to show different types of sight. Mm-hmm. And then there was one on how you used to see, I think. So I brought mm-hmm. those and shared them with the class on my presentation on whatever I did and stuff like that. So it was kind of cool.
Awesome. Kaylin, did you ever participate in any kind of blindness programs with Colby?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. Did I?
I don't think we did. I don't. Do you remember? I know one Easter.
I was thinking that too. She made me do an Easter egg hunt blindfolded.
Oh, awesome.
And the rest of my family just watched and laughed.
Yeah, she was on her hands and knees trying to find the eggs, and I was just running all over because I knew where they were.
That's great. What about you, JJ?
Speaking of goal ball, I remember, like, I didn't play a lot, but I did try when John first got involved with goal ball. I did try it out for a bit, and I also helped out with like some practices. Like, other than that, I don't think so.
Yeah, not that I can't think of anything either, because every time I went to summer camp, I always just went by myself, and I always forgot that you could bring your families and stuff. But also, it's summer camp, like, I don't want to bring my family.
Yeah.
And so, just, like, yeah. if you didn't get to participate, would it have been helpful, or do you wish that you could have? Like JJ, did you want to go to camp with John?
I honestly didn't even like know he would be going at the time.
Yeah, I would just be like, God, like, where's John?
Yeah, like something that's really funny with, I guess, like our siblings is that we're reasonably close, but we all have very independent lives. And so it would just be kind of one day, oh, where's John going? Oh yeah, he's going to camp for 2 months. Oh, okay, cool. But then it would, like, I'm also kind of like that. Like, oh, where's JJ going? Oh, he's going to Africa for 3 months. Like, oh, okay, cool.
Where's Jamie? Oh, she's in Scotland studying.
She's in Scotland studying, right?
Right.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So, I was never really aware that he was going until, like, it happened, I guess. So hard to be jealous of it if I didn't know what was going on. So
yeah.
And we also, again, like, we played a lot of our elementary and high school sports, we played the same ones, so like we did taekwondo, we swam, and then high school he joined wrestling after me, and so and then subsequently they named a move after me, and then now it just became our move.
Yeah, it kind of was like, you know, that kind of mentality of like, yeah, well, he can do it, so frick, why shouldn't I do it?
So keeping with the Thanksgiving theme, I would love all of you to answer this. What is something about your sibling that you are thankful for?
I think I'm most thankful that she's there whenever I need her. So even though like I am living on my own completely in Vancouver, I literally probably FaceTime her like at least once or twice a week to read me something or help me find something. And then it turns into like a 2-hour chat, which is totally fine. But it usually starts out with her helping me in some way with something.
After you turn the light on.
Yeah, I always forget to turn the light on. Literally every time. Like, she's like, Jill, I can't see anything. I'm like, oh, sorry. But I think I'm mostly, that's probably one main thing I'm grateful for, is that she's just always there in any capacity if I need her. So.
That's so cool.
You, George?
I think, honestly, I'm most thankful for our relationship. And how close we've always been. And that even though early on in life you had a setback with your vision and things went the way they did, you never let it stop you from doing what you want to do.
For me, I would say that I'm really grateful for Kaylin's patience with me. She doesn't always have patience with me, but for the most part she does. And I know I can be rather a lot because I ask a lot of questions to find out what's happening around me and whatnot. So,
I'm really grateful that Colby, she's a really good listener if anything's ever going on in my life. And she just really cares about everyone in our family. She would really do anything for us. And she always makes me laugh, too. So I'm grateful for that.
And gentlemen.
Sure, I'll go first. That's the other funny thing. Every time I got a new game, I go first.
Yeah, first dibs on a lot of things.
But I'm really grateful for JJ because we still were only a couple of years apart, we did everything together. Like, we ran in the alleys together, we biked together, we played all our games together, and we're still interested in a lot of the same things. Like, we're interested in wrestling and MMA. We'll talk about stuff like that, TV shows. And, like, if we get something new, like, when we got, when me and my dad brought up a punching bag, we all set it up, and we're all, like, gung-ho. And we're all, like, then JJ bought some boxing mittens and stuff. And then we do all that kind of stuff together if there's something fun like that.
Yeah, I think biggest thing for me really is that companionable relationship. I think growing up with John, and I think for both of us, like, you know, really growing up together has been so formative for the rest of our lives. So much so it's that, like, you know, really learning to work together, really learning to be brothers and having that kind of relationship, like, it models the way that I would eventually, for example, want to raise my own kids, you know, to have, you know, at the very least in the beginning, have that kind of relationship, to really learn to work together. But also because of that, it's really easy for, I think, both me and John to learn to work together with others. Given from what I have heard of John's participation with BC Blind Sports in the Blind Beginnings, I believe that's that to be fact. Given my own experience in the workplace and with my own volunteer work, it's just so easy working with other people and getting to know other people because of that first initial relationship.
Wow, that's great. Well, I'm really thankful to all of you for being here. And I feel like my heart is full after hearing about your relationships, which is perfect for a Thanksgiving episode. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. You've been listening to Limitless, the Blind Beginnings podcast. I'm your host, Sean Marcellet. If you have a question or comment, or a topic idea, you can send us an email at limitless@blindbeginnings.ca. We are looking for more questions for our Ask Abby episodes. So if you have a question that you would like a Blind Beginnings youth to answer, also email us at limitless@blindbeginnings.ca. And join us next time.
This podcast episode is being brought to you by Tega Building Products, one of our corporate sponsors of the Blind Beginnings Harvesting Hope Gala. Find them online at www.tegabuilding.com. That's Tega, T-A-I-G-A, building.com. Tickets to the Blind Beginnings Harvesting Hope online gala are now on sale. The gala will take place on October 17th, 2020 at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tickets are $30. If you're interested in purchasing a ticket and helping support Blind Beginnings and the work we do, visit our website for more information at www.blindbeginnings.ca.